This article originally appeared on MyMMAnews.com. Manny Pacquiao, what legends are made of. In boxing, there are few and far between that will fight anyone, anytime, anywhere. Marvin Hagler, Roberto Duran, Tommy Hearns, and Sugar Ray Robinson made their legacy off of just that. In a sport where businessmen have run amok, it's hard to actually find fighters that fight fights that matter. Manny Pacquiao is the exception today. He does not shy away from a fight. He seeks the fight out. He's a fan favorite, and it's easy to see why. He fights the best fight every time. Manny Pacquiao doesn't have a bonga entrance. He doesn't get caught up in the glitz and glamour or the money. He just loves boxing. If Manny Pacquiao is one thing, he's consistent in the ring. He fights his heart out every time. Pac-Man has a laundry list of accomplishments throughout his storied career. He's the lineal champion in 5 weight classes, which even in boxing and its excess of weight classes is mind-boggling. He's an overall 8-division world champion. He's also the only boxer that's held world championships in 4 decades, from the 90s to the current 20s. As mentioned earlier, what draws people to Manny Pacquiao is his true want, possibly even need, to fight the best. Look at the names. Marco Antonio Barrera twice. Juan Manuel Marquez 4 times. Oscar De La Hoya. Ricky Hatton. Miguel Cotto. Shane Mosley. Floyd Mayweather Jr. Adrian Broner. Ricky Hatton. The list just goes on. This weekend, he goes into the fight with your Dennis Yugas with nothing to lose and a lot at stake. Yugas holds the WBA Super World Welterweight title. Just another notch in Pacquiao's belt, no pun intended. Now, Manny Pacquiao is 42. He hasn't fought since 2019 when he defeated Keith Thurman, but his legend remained. So many threw their name into the Pacquiao sweepstakes. Mikey Garcia, Conor McGregor, and more all want a piece of the lightning and thunder that is Manny Pacquiao. Perhaps what makes this fight more special and emphasizes Pacquiao's fight anyone mentality is the change of opponents. Originally, he was to fight Errol Spence. Spence unfortunately sustained an eye injury that required eye surgery. Spence even reportedly tried to fake an eye test just to fight Pacquiao and to share the cage with a legend. You guys came in on short notice to keep the event together. He gets put on the immortal list, win or lose, of those who had the opportunity to share the ring with one of the greatest boxers to ever box. Manny Pacquiao is already a legend in the sport of boxing. He's already a Hall of Famer. Manny Pacquiao is not poor. He's set in the Philippines after he retires. The only thing he has to fight for is legacy. How much more can Pacquiao do? Who else can he fight? The Spence fight isn't dead, and the Mikey Garcia fight is still floating. There are young guns in the division, and then there are the staples. Bud Crawford, Virgil Ortiz Jr., Josh Taylor, and Tank Davis could all move up from light welterweight. Don't count out Teofimo Lopez either, who is only 2 weight classes below. And of course, the trash fight with Conor McGregor that will get more eyeballs on him in any of his fights, sans Mayweather. The world is literally Pacquiao's oyster. He's the A-side now. He has been for some time, regardless of what Mayweather says or said. The legacy of Manny precedes him. His career may be on the tail end, but man, it is a banger. There's still more fight in this old dog yet. Appreciate Manny Pacquiao while he's here. We won't have him much longer.